Molly McCullough and her son Osiris Fry scour the ruins of the family vineyard. They think their black cat might have made it. The fire rushed over the hill so fast, McCullough says they had about 5 minutes to pile into the back of their aunt's pickup truck and get out.
When we woke up, I thought we were going to die.
Her son Osiris was named for the Egyptian god of the afterlife. At 10 years old, he can handle the responsibility. He was the one who saw the wall of flames and told his parents they should evacuate right away.
The fire was like a lion roaring 10 feet away from it. It was very, very loud.
64 people were sleeping at the vineyard that night, including family and employees. Everyone got out safely, from the 93-year-old matriarch, Biba Fry, to her 2-year-old great-granddaughter. But all but two of the homes were destroyed. The winery offices, the bottling line, are now rubble.
This is where the tasting room was.
Still standing are more than 100 stainless steel tanks. And they can hold nearly 1 million gallons of wine.
You can see that most of the tanks are okay, but some of them, the jackets on the tanks, got charred pretty good.
But the wine inside is okay. The vineyard's executive director, Katrina Fry, says the fire rushed through so fast, it didn't have time to damage the wine.
You know, you think of how long it takes to boil a big pot of water on your stove. Obviously, there's a huge amount of thermal mass in one of those tanks, so they were not overheated.
Normally, they'd be bottling wine 3 days a week, but that stopped when the fire burned the bottling operation. They're going to hire a mobile bottling plant.
And we would have done that by now, except all the labels burned up as well. So we had to reorder a year's worth of labels and capsules and corks.
As for the grapes on the vines, about half had already been harvested before the fire. But they're worried that some of what's left might be smoke-flavored.
Everyone is segregating the crops as they come in so that if there is evidence of smoke taint, we cannot use those tanks.
The wines will have to be tested at a lab. Smoke damage occurs on the molecular level, so if you sniff or taste the grapes at this stage, you can't always tell if they're tainted. For now, the harvest must go on. People are back at work, crushing grapes, salvaging what they can. And the air smells like young wine.
It keeps everybody busy and kind of just keep our mind off of the depths.
That's tractor driver and carpenter Tom Brower. People call him Tombo. He lost everything he owns in the fire.
Everybody is sort of holding it in, and you know, little by little you let it out and you cry with your friends.
Everywhere Brower goes, he sees something that's gone. He'd just built a new redwood deck around the tasting room in September, just in time for tourist season.
So there, it was kind of a push to get the deck done. And it was nice. I was proud of it.
He'd just rebuilt a footbridge over the creek after heavy rains wiped out the original.
And then the fire destroyed it again. So I'm like, geez, do I have to do it a third time? I probably will.
For Molly McCullough, it's the barn. Her job on the farm for the last decade was raising the goats. The barn where they were sleeping collapsed in the fire.
The first goat was born the day after I gave birth on the land to my son, who's 10. Yeah, they all had names. Some had middle and last names.
It's strange, but she says she feels blessed knowing the goats are gone, knowing her home is gone. Getting closure around those losses has allowed her to start thinking about the future. But first, she wants to find out what happened to her little black cat. For the California Report, I'm April Dimboski in Redwood Valley.